Every Wednesday here at Weekend Edition, we have an editorial meeting, and our staff pitches a bunch of ideas for the show. Some of the ideas make it, and some of them do not. This week, our senior editor, Jordana Hochman, found a story that did not quite survive the pitch meeting. But she is here nevertheless to share her dead pitch with us now. Hi, Jordana.
Hi, Rachel.
What's your pitch?
So I was going through my emails this week, and then I stopped when I found this subject line, dormant butt syndrome, it's a real thing.
Dormant butt syndrome. What does that mean?
So I talked to this guy.
Chris Kolba. I'm a sports medicine physical therapist for the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center.
And so he admitted that it's a joking name that he's given to this condition, but this is what he had to say.
Basically, the gluteus maximus muscle isn't working as efficiently as it should. That's caused from prolonged sitting or even in athletes from repetitive activity.
Does that mean like when your bum falls asleep?
I think it's more that if your butt isn't strong enough, you're going to get back pain, knee pain, hip pain.
Is there anything we can do to prevent dormant butt syndrome?
If you're sitting at your desk a lot all day, make sure to get up, walk around, do some lunges and squats. And so imagine me doing that in the office.
Anything else surprising you learned through your very extensive research on this issue?
So I forwarded the pitch around to the staff, and then one of my colleagues shared an amazing email pitch she had once received, and the title there was, "Do You Look Mean and Angry? How to Reverse Bitchy Resting Face."
Whoa!
But we'll deal with that next time.
Okay, the next dead pitch. Weekend Edition Senior Editor Jordana Hochman, thank you so much for helping me understand dormant butt syndrome.
Thanks, Rachel.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. BJ Lederman writes our theme. I'm Rachel Martin.